This interview is brought to you by Transformational Mortgage Solutions. You can check out the full episode at lickinonlending.com. So without further ado, let's go ahead and hear from Adam. What you got, Adam?
Hi, I'm Adam DeSanctis, and welcome to the Mortgage Minute, the latest news from the Mortgage Bankers Association. Last week, the Wall Street Journal published a letter to the editor from MBA President and CEO Bob Brooksmith, highlighting how Special Purpose Credit Programs, or SPCPs, are an effective way for lenders to responsibly help serve minority homebuyers without undue risk to taxpayers. The letter was written in response to a June 13th editorial that was critical of components of Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac's equitable housing finance plans, including the commitment to expand the use of SPCPs. You may recall that 2 weeks ago, MBA and the National Fair Housing Alliance announced a new online toolkit for mortgage lenders interested in developing special purpose credit programs. Go to spcp.com to access the toolkit. And finally, more than 300 MBA member companies have now signed MBA's Home for All pledge, representing a commitment to promoting minority homeownership, affordable rental housing, and company diversity, equity, and inclusion. Visit mba.org/homeforall for more information and to sign the pledge on behalf of your organization. Only one senior member signature is required. Now that's it for this week. Thank you for listening.
Yeah, good job, MBA. Home for all and lower rents. My gosh, it's pretty so expensive. Rents are going up like crazy out there. It shows a good motivator to get into home ownership. So grateful for the MBA and all of their programs and efforts on the Hill to support our efforts as lenders and those of us in the mortgage industry, whether we be direct or supporting in some way, shape, or form, as we do, as a consulting firm and a podcast, we just support the MBA. So grateful for our partnership with them. Be sure to sign up for the MBA. If you're not signed up, you're not a member, you need to become a member. Why not support this organization with your membership? Get involved. Meet other peers in the industry at the conferences. These conferences are put on intentionally with great, great content and speakers. I've been a speaker at a number of them. We're grateful for them. And we're just encouraging all of you to sign up. And you must also sign up. And this doesn't require any fees, any money, nada, zero, zip. And that's sign up for the Mortgage Action Alliance app. We always refer to it as MAW. You can find it in your app store. Check it out, download it, and have your voice heard. So easy to do. It's a few clicks and your support of what MBA is doing or whatever position you want to take on any of that. You don't have to exactly sign up with the MBA. Say, most do, and I do, so you can have your word heard. So urge you to do that. That wraps it up. We want to say a special thank you to our sponsors, Finastra, Form Free, Lender Toolkit, SnapDocs, Total Expert, Simple Nexus, as well as the MBA, Mortgage Bankers Association of America, Lenders One, the Mortgage Collaborative Success Kit, Knowledge Coop, Mobility MMI, Modex, Mortgage Advisory Tools, and DW Consulting. Thank you so much. Have a great week, everybody, and enjoy your 4th of July. Look forward to having you back here next Monday.
You've been listening to Lickin' on Lending, a weekly mortgage market update with your host, David Lickin of Transformational Mortgage Solutions. Join us next week, and thanks for listening.